Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I said I just got back, baby. The big white house on the hill.
Little Texas Blues bringing us back. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. ZZ Top bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Charles Whelan. We're talking about his Centris project. Centris project dot, is it dot org? Is that right, Charles?
Correct. Centrisproject.org.
You can find the candidates that he and this group are supporting. Charles is a professor at Dartmouth College, the author of Naked Economics, but he's this is a political venture for him and the people who support the Centris project with him. And it's all about getting members to the Senate, elected to the Senate, who are going to be more devoted to American ideals and less to party. I think that's maybe hopefully that's a good way to say it.
And yeah, I it's think a solving one of the things, problem.
Yeah. What about just being American first and party second? What do you think about that, Charles?
That would be a nice thing, wouldn't it? I mean, even now we're seeing a breakdown in an area that had previously been bipartisan, which is foreign policy. Foreign policy is becoming as nasty as domestic policy. It used to be that patriotism reemerged when you got to the border. Certainly during the Cold War, that was a unifying theme. The country would pull together, and that's crumbled, in part because these are tricky issues all over the place. It's not clear what we ought to do, but I wouldn't say that we have a particularly healthy approach.
What do you think is causing such a lack of intellectual honesty in Washington? Do you think it's part of its money, and I know you won't talk about that, but isn't a lot of it Americans seem to no longer be engaged? And we seem to be so narcissistic and self-absorbed. We spent so much time taking selfies and talking about where we had lunch on social media, blah blah blah. We're not reading newspapers. We're not reading books anymore. Have we become just a disinterested electorate that basically we feed on sound bites and vote that way, and therefore we wind up with the kind of people we got right now? What do you think?
That's definitely part of it. I'd say there are about four or five things going on. One is definitely money, because not only are the interest groups carrying the day on issues that are not of importance, or not good for the United States, where some narrow interest prevails, but it also means that you're getting candidates who are willing to spend 4 and 5 hours a day raising money, which is a debasing process. So I think the more subtle, hidden cost of money is it drives out a lot of good candidates.
That's
right. I think what you said is true, which is we take governance for granted. There's this movement to vilify government, but really government is just our ability to govern ourselves. If you got 12 people in a condo association, you have a government. If you're running a school, you have a school board. So we treat government as others when in fact it should be us. So in addition to kind of being self-absorbed, I think we've just checked out. We treat government like we treat the takeout Chinese restaurant down the street, which is it's there to serve us. I don't actually have to do anything. I just call, give them my credit card number. And in fact, if highly competent people are not willing to serve in Congress, just like they are willing to serve on the school board, your optimal senator should be somebody who you would also want on the school board who's doing it because they would really not rather do it. It's a lot of time and pain and everything else, but it's what you do as a leader in a civil society.
But Charles, this reminds me of the presidency. The person who campaigns for president has to be a different person when they become the president. A person who campaigns as a centrist senator is oftentimes motivated, compelled, maybe strong-armed, whatever, to not be so centrist once they get up there and sit down in the seat and have to vote with because of all the other things going on, the money, the power structure, etc. What do you think?
Well, one of the things I think one of the things we're trying to do is insulate folks from that, so that if we can get a centrist organization from across the country to support people who we think would be good candidates and good senators, then that support that they don't need from organized interests, it means they don't right. have to go to the extreme members of one party or the other in the primary. You can give them a little bit of cover so they can say and do stuff that may not be popular with some segments of one party or the other.
We've got to figure out how we've gone from having Democrats and Republicans across the spectrum, you know, left-leaning Democrats and middle-leaning Democrats, middle-leaning Republicans and right-leaning Republicans who wind up getting something done in the middle. We don't have any middle anymore in politics, Charles, and I know that's what you're trying to accomplish, and Godspeed to you on that. Thanks for being here. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
I will. I'll report back on our successes. Thank you for having me.
I'd love that. Centristproject.org, folks. Check out that website. Charles Whelan will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.